Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1261, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. The fourth floor is a mere room in which the girls change their outer clothing. There was no bath or toilet in that room, and the two windows opening onto the street. There was no lock on the door, and I never went into that room at any hour when the girls were dressing. These girls were supposed to be at their work at 7 o'clock. Occasionally, I have had reports that the girls were flirting from this dressing room through the windows with men. It is also true that sometimes the girls would loiter in this room when they ought to have been doing their work. It is possible that on some occasions I looked into this room to see if the girls were doing their duty and were not using this room as a place for loitering and for flirting. These girls were not supposed to be dressing in that room after 7 o'clock, and I know that I never looked into that room at any hour when I had any reason to suppose that there were girls dressing therein. The statement of the Negro Conley is a tissue of lies from first to last. I know nothing whatever of the cause of the death of Mary Fagan and Conley's statement as to his coming up and helping me dispose of the body, or that I had anything to do with her or to do with him that day is a monstrous lie. The story as to women coming into the factory with me for immoral purposes is a base lie, and the few occasions that he claims to have seen me in indecent positions with women is a lie so vile that I have no language with which to fitly denounce it. I have no rich relatives in Brooklyn, N.Y. My father is an invalid. My father and mother together are people of very little means, who have barely enough upon which to live. My father is not able to work. I have no relative who has any means at all, except Mr. M. Frank, who lives in Atlanta, Georgia. Nobody has raised a fund to pay the fees of my attorneys. These fees have been paid by the sacrifice in part of the small property which my parents possess. Gentlemen, some newspaper men have called me the silent man in the tower, and I kept my silence and my counsel advisedly until the proper time and place. The time is now, the place is here, and I have told you the truth, the whole truth. Miss Emily Mayfield, sworn for the defendant. I worked at the pencil factory last year during the summer of 1912. I have never been in the dressing room when Mr. Frank would come in and look at anybody that was undressing.